Welcome everybody to Winging It Season 2, Episode 8. And now for your host, the man who makes the Simpsons go, oh man, Dr. D did it. Dr. D.
Hello all and welcome to Winging It. I am your host, Dr. D. If you're listening on Spotify, iTunes, or Google Podcasts, please leave a 5-star review and click subscribe. If you're watching us on the YouTube, please like, review, and comment, and click that little red subscribe button. And if you're listening on Pandora or iHeartRadio, give us the thumbs up. Tonight, our contestants will be hailing from South Jersey. You can find him at Will Gardner Comedy on Instagram. Please welcome Will Gardner. Will, you were vaccinated today. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. I was on my ass all day, so we're good to go now.
You are invincible. I love it. Coming to us from the Central Valley in California, you can find him on Instagram at Kurt Seblom. Please welcome Kurt Seblom.
Hey, good seeing you guys again.
Kurt, what's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Jesus, The Last Predator.
Jesus, The Last Predator. I don't remember that movie.
It was only on the Christian network.
Was that a Catholic movie?
Yeah, it was a different one. Please welcome our third contestant, hailing from Brooklyn, New York. You can find her on Instagram at Poor Potato Face. Please welcome Meg Felling.
Hi, how are you, Dr. D?
I'm terrific, Meg. You know what I'm excited for, Meg? Here's what I'm excited for. I did an open mic the other day in New York City, live on a stage with our buddy James Mack. I'm looking forward to seeing you at something real soon. How about that?
Oh my gosh, Dr. D, I would love to see you. Let me know the next time that you're in Brooklyn, because I will not come to Jersey.
No, I know that. I know that. So. All right, and our last contestant, hailing from New York City, New York. You can find him at RalphTheMouth81 on Instagram. Please welcome Ralph Anthony.
Hey.
Ralph, what's the worst movie Kurt's ever seen?
Oh, God. Pee Wee Herman Under the Big Top.
Okay, that is a terrible movie. You're right. And now to our prompts. Unlikely lines from a superhero movie. What are some unlikely lines? And they certainly make enough of those. That's for sure. Let's go with Will.
Oh, all the bad guys are gone. Let's get together and start rebuilding everything.
Kurt.
Listen, lady, I don't mean to grab you without consent, but there's an asteroid coming right towards you. Can you consent to... Oh, too late.
Wow, Superman getting me too'd. Meg.
As you can see, there are a few perks to having your parents gunned down in an alleyway.
Ralph.
I wish this suit had a pee pocket.
You gotta get one of those things like the NASCAR drivers. Will.
I really have a clear head right now since I have no love interests.
Kurt.
Don't worry, Commissioner. I'll pay for all the damage. Here's the unbelievable part. I know a cheap contractor.
Meg.
The day has been saved, and it's all thanks to therapy.
Ralph.
Hey, do you guys valet or what?
Valeting the Batmobile. I like it. Will.
No, officer. This is how you beat a man.
Wow. That was a no filter Paul like joke. Kurt.
Number 4 with large fries. Quick, I gotta fight for like 4 hours straight.
Meg.
It's a bird, it's a plane, and it can only be one of those two things.
Ralph.
Faster than a speeding bullet? Can we keep my sex life out of this, please?
Yes, we can, Ralph. We won't say anything about that. Good job, everybody. Road signs that should be invented. What are some road signs that should be invented? Let's try to not really go Asian on this. Okay, Kurt.
Walmart employees racing home ahead. Be careful.
Meg.
Warning, roadhead.
Ralph.
Speed the fuck up, Grandma.
Wow. Will.
Cross here, but don't fucking stop in the middle.
Kurt.
Early morning elderly churchgoers, reduced speed ahead.
You're looking out for the public. I like that, Kurt. Thank you. Meg.
Clown carpool lane only.
They'll be getting over on Easy Pass with how many people they could get through in one of those. Ralph.
Fines doubled for vehicles with truck nuts.
Will.
Please use your turn signal like your mother's riding with you.
Kurt.
Students crossing. We know they could use the crosswalk right there, but...
Meg.
No old-timey car horns here.
Ralph.
This lane is for handicapped vehicles only.
What is that, like a three-legged vehicle?
Yes.
Will.
Slow, children at play. Also fast, children at play. Keep it moving, creep.
Ralph, by the way, James had to go take the nuts off of his truck.
Well, that's because Dr. D kept latching his mouth onto him.
You put a few testicles in your mouth and you're labeled for life. Phrases you hope to never hear from your roommate. And I'm sure some of you have some crazy roommates. Meg Felling.
Hey, dude, I did the dishes all night long.
Ralph.
Hey, which toothbrush was yours again?
Oh, gross. Will.
This is my new boyfriend, Dr. D.
Kurt.
Hey, have you seen my herpes towel? It looks like, just like your towels, but I try to keep it separate.
Meg.
So there's no way this linen closet can also be a bathroom, right?
Ralph.
Wow, your sister really does like to drink.
He's talking about your sister, Will. Okay, Will.
I put the tooth under my pillow last night and nothing.
Kurt.
My girlfriend says she can move in and clean up the place while she's still on probation for theft.
Meg.
How many bodies do you think we can fit in the cabinet?
Ralph.
Hope you don't mind, but I put your room on Airbnb.
Will.
It's not me. It's you.
And Kurt.
I'm getting a dog for us. The previous owner had to get rid of it because it's incontinence.
At least it's better than Meg's roommate peeing in the closet, I guess. good job. Unlikely proverbs. We're going to test your Bible knowledge now. Unlikely proverbs. Ralph.
When one walketh on hot coals, one should get his head checked.
Will.
An apple a day costs more than a banana a day.
Kurt.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but neither do dead baby birds.
Wow. Meg.
Never looked a gift horse in the mouth, unless you like that sort of thing.
Oh, there's a website for that, I'm sure. Ralph.
A man is only as good as the attorney he can hire.
Will.
A stitch in time saves you from bleeding out.
Kurt.
A penny saved is going to be taxed come April. But if you put it in the bank, it's just going to be gone anyway because of their stupid charges.
Meg.
Never judge a book by its cover. It could be secret porn. You don't know.
I'm not picking up books in Meg's apartment either. Ralph.
There are two types of people in this world. Winners and vegans.
Yes! Will.
Better to have a dry crust of bread on a roof than a full banquet living with my ex-wife.
That one sounds personal. Kurt.
Don't count your chickens before the audit.
And Meg.
Actions speak louder than words, unless it's sign language.
That's great.
Take that, Marley Matlin. Good job. Phrases that sound vulgar but are innocent. Ooh. Will.
Hi, I'm a doctor that works exclusively with feet.
Kurt.
Rubber clam.
Meg.
That cherry squirted in my mouth.
Mm. Ralph.
Grease someone's palm.
Well,
I really love juggling those mangoes.
Kurt.
I got you a yogurt face mask.
Meg.
Please open my can for me.
Oh, hey now. Salacious. Ralph.
You need to have some skin in the game.
Will.
Are you coming or not?
A question I ask all the time. Kurt.
You like tossed salad?
Meg.
Can you check and see which melons are firm? Just go ahead and give them a squeeze.
And Ralph.
Just the tip.
Classic. Good job. And I love the fact that Kurt cracked himself up with every one of those. Bad times to say that you love someone. There's some inopportune times to profess your love. Kurt.
First date.
Meg.
In the middle of your prostate exam.
Ralph.
On your first day in jail.
Yes. Will.
After you hand them the entire dinner bill.
Kurt.
When you're audited.
Kurt is focused on these taxes today. He is pissed off at Uncle Sam. Meg.
While picking up your Chipotle order.
I've told the Chipotle delivery guy I love him. Ralph.
Right before a colonoscopy.
My mom is actually a nurse for that, Ralph. If you need, you know, some loving. Will.
As you leave the voting booth.
Kurt.
After your wife is taking her slipper off, it's really tight in her foot, and slips off and slaps you in the face.
Meg.
Kurt, how big are your wife's feet? Jesus. It's called a slipper for a reason. Oh, wow. Okay, I had divorce hearing. That's my answer.
Kurt's dating the abominable snowman. Ralph.
As an officer is reading you your rights.
Will.
During the latest episode of Winging It.
You knew that was coming up. All right. You waited for the last one. Good job. Lines you might hear a Canadian Mountie say. What are some things you might hear a Canadian mounted police officer say? Meg.
Thought you could get away with robbing the Tim Hortons, eh?
I just wanted this category simply for the Canadian accents. Ralph.
I'll make a moose out of you.
Will.
You have the right to remain syrup.
Kurt.
Do you have a license for that maple syrup?
Meg.
Any idea about where I can park my horse?
Ralph.
No, I swear, Pharrell got the idea for his hat from me.
Will.
Something American cops never say. Oh, I'm sorry.
Kurt.
Next time you come back to our country, I'm sending you back with my curling broom.
Meg.
Sorry about this, but could you stop in the name of the law, please?
Ralph.
You're right. This is some pure high-grade, 100% pure maple syrup.
Will.
What do you mean you bought drugs, eh? You can just have them.
Kurt.
We have crimes here, too. Everything from A to Z.
All right. Good job on the Canadian accents, buddy.
All right, y'all. I'm looking at the score. Meg won. Dr. D, what did she win?
Meg, you win two of the greatest minutes of your life to tell us jokes or tell us anything you want, but only in a Canadian accent.
Sweet.
I am so afraid that my Canadian accent is just not going to hold up this entire time. But yeah, no, I am so excited because I'm starting to finally gain some muscle. I've been working out recently, but like not to actually like get healthy. I just like ran out of like things and drugs to do. Like, have you, Dr. D, been so bored you just like became a better person? Because, no. Yeah, like I am trying to do my part during COVID. Like I really am. Like I've been trying just to support small businesses. I think it's really important to support small businesses right now. So I've just been buying my Adderall from a middle schooler, really. I'd go smaller, but have you ever tried buying drugs off a fifth grader? They are terrible at fractions. It is true. Remote learning is failing the children. They do not know what an eighth is. They are terrible at grams. No, it's true. I do love drugs. I love drugs so much. They're my favorite food. My parents are really disappointed to find that out about me. Like, not that I was doing the drugs, but that they didn't, like, make me fun. And I get it. You know, like, they're hippies. They're fun types. And, like, before you're like, oh, Meg was raised by hippies. That's so dumb. Like, don't worry. They still hit me. So don't worry. I'm normal. But no, I think it's actually weirder when people are like, when they get really like weirded out that I was raised by hippies, like they think it's so cool. They're like, oh, I bet you got away with everything. It's like, yeah, that's bad parenting. Hippies are just drug addicts that are super into recycling. but no, that's all I wanted to talk about. That's just, now everyone's concerned.
All right, you and your hippie upbringing. Your long-haired, freaky ways.
It is long. This is what COVID has done to me. I look like I just left a polygamy camp.
Something I would believe, by the way. All right, you can find these funny folks all over the interwebs. You can find our first guest, Will Gardner, on Instagram, at Will Gardner Comedy. That's WILLGARDINER Comedy. Our good buddy, Kurt Seablum. You can find him on Instagram at Kurt Seablum. That's CURTSEABLOM. Meg Felling, our winner from tonight, you can find on the Instagram, as always, at Poor Potato Face. POORPOTATO Face, FACE. And our good buddy, Ralph Anthony, you can find on Instagram at Ralph the Mouth, RALPHTHE Mouth, MOUTH 81. On the gram. Be sure to follow Winging It on Instagram, as always, at Winging It Comedy, WINGINIT Comedy. Winging It is a production of Headspace and Timing Comedy. I am your host, Dr. D, and we'll see you next time, hopefully.